Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name's Dean. I'm the lead pastor and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and super grateful for you leaning in at the beginning of your week to prayer and to God's Word as you try to invest your heart in all that He's doing in your life. We jumped back into the series called I Have Questions this past week, and we were talking really from Exodus chapter 7 and 8, but the bigger picture concept was that the Bible is trustworthy even when it's hard to understand. And we looked at one of those texts in Exodus 7 and 8, where it just seems 100% contradictory. On the one hand, you know, three times it explicitly says that Pharaoh hardened his heart. Four times it explicitly says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And just how do those things work together? Literally millions of pages have been written about this and about the reconciliation of these two thoughts and ideas. One of the things that we mentioned on Sunday is it's kind of like this fatalism versus indeterminism, right? Fatalism is God makes all the choices. Indeterminism is man makes all the choices. And neither one of those ends really is comfortable, right? I mean, if God determines all the outcomes, why should I give any effort to what's happening? Why should I become a growing disciple? If I determine all the outcomes, I tend to mess things up a lot. So why should I give any effort towards becoming a growing disciple? So the question that we really posed is it all God's responsibility or my responsibility? And the answer is yes. Now, both of those things are true, not because of our ability to reconcile them, because the Bible says both of them are true. So it's this idea that God is ultimately in charge and you and I get to make choices. So God's in charge. He's sovereign. He does whatever He wants, whenever He wants, however He wants. And that's actually more comforting than it is commanding when you think about it. Like, if you really trust God, then you can lean into that. The way I've said it to you in the past is that God is in control of everything without controlling everything. In other words, it doesn't matter the choices that you and I make. We are not going to affect God's sovereign control and authority in the universe, nor are we going to undo His plan for where this is ultimately heading. So I think maybe the important thing about this whole idea of heart hardening is that the New Testament says in the book of Hebrews, today if you hear His voice, don't harden your hearts. Heart hardening is an overexposure and an under-response to truth. I think for a lot of us who are believers, we lean into content. We have Christian radio, we have Christian podcasts, we have Christian schools, we have Christian studies, more and more. Never has there ever been a generation that's had more access to great Christian content than we do today. And at least in our country, I think we can say that there's rarely, if ever, been a day where it's been under-applied more than it is today. And it's kind of like, you know, studying, but knowing there's not a test coming, or preparing for a choir, and there's no concert, or practicing a sport without a game, right? Christianity is to be lived, not to be studied. And so what's important for you and I is to make sure that as our hearts are exposed to truth, that we immediately respond to it out of a sense of love. So we talked about this particular plague in Exodus with the frogs, where Moses comes to Pharaoh and Pharaoh begs Moses to pray to get rid of the frogs. I mean, there are frogs in the kneading troughs, frogs in their beds. And Moses says to Pharaoh, great, I'll pray. You just tell me when to pray. And you would think Pharaoh would say now, but instead Pharaoh says, well, what if you offer that prayer tomorrow? And it's just crazy, right? The Greeks came up with the word for totally irrational behavior. The word was called akrasia. It's where we get our word crazy from. And you think Pharaoh's crazy. Why wouldn't he tell Moses, pray right now? But instead he says a very dangerous word, tomorrow. Because tomorrow really allows us to develop this kind of crisis compliance. In other words, when things get bad, you get spiritual. It's kind of like a sheriff pulling out behind you, right? Your driving gets way better when the sheriff is behind you. So this idea is that, you know, Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of the payment of sin is death. So disobedience releases this kind of chaos in our lifetime. But Matthew 27, 45 describes this idea that when Jesus is on the cross, that there's darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. You're like, wow, Dean, we just made a big jump there. Why that? Well, because the ninth plague of those 10 plagues in Exodus is darkness. And so what you see is that, you know, back when we had the 10 plagues and back when Pharaoh and God were kind of wrestling this out in public, one of those plagues was just darkness. And that's what makes our God different, is that when he's on the cross a couple of thousand years later, this same darkness comes. It's the chaos, right? Sin has fallen on the shoulders of God. God in heaven, the Father, has turned his back on what's happening on the cross in some sense. And so the darkness of God's justice has fallen on Jesus. The supreme exodus is occurring. Everyone born in bondage to sin can now become free. The Creator was undone so that you and I could become a new creation. The Maker was unmade for you. So until you are struck by that, I think you're going to really struggle with having a hard heart. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When we live from God's love, what does that mean? That means we have a moment right now, right here, today, not tomorrow, today. If you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. You know, the song right now that's on top of the charts across all genres right now is a song called Daddy's DNA by Brandon Lake. And there's a great little line in that song that says, "All I've given you is trouble. All you've given me is grace." Can't we be grateful for the grace of God given to us today? Let's pray that into our day and live from it. No more crisis compliance. No more pseudo control of our lives for one more night with the frogs. God in every day, every moment. Let's pray. Father, we do come to you, lay our lives down in front of you. God, we're grateful that you took the darkness for us. You took the darkness so that we could live in the light, that we could be part of that supreme exodus. Thank you, God, for the free gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Help us to be an expression of that as we live today. Now you take the opportunity to pray.